Hallelujah, Anakazo. Can you give the Lord a shout of praise? Shatemai. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Let's be on our feet as we worship together. Amen. There's a new sound, so I'm going to teach us the sound. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because every knee will bow. Every situation will bow. Every sickness will bow. Everything that has set itself high above what God wants us to be, all those things will bow.
Yeah.
Is it?
Hey.
That's it. I'll sing one more time. Then we'll sing it together.
Great one.
Great one.
Nigeria, we bow to the great one.
Great one.
Worship him.
down before. Worship you, bowing down before. Just worship him.
Worship him.
Bowing down.
Bowing down before him.
Worship him.
Worship him.
Bowing down.
Bowing down before him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is prepared for a life-changing experience? Today is a miracle service, and it will not be true to its sense if no miracle happened to you. This is why there is need for us to labor on the posture of expectation before we take flight. It's not a normal meeting. Something must change in your life. Something deliberate. Something measurable. Something you can touch. Something you can say on so date, this situation changed. In 1 minute, please cry from the depth of your heart, "Don't let me return as I came, oh God." You who can turn situations, you who can change seasons, don't let me go back like I came. There will be one song on your lip. Nado kaka sunanka.
By the end of this meeting, you will know why you are singing it. Hallelujah. Amen. Please welcome somebody to God's presence and be seated in the presence of God. We are a part of a very ancient storyline. We are a part of a very ancient narrative. We are a part of a very ancient clash between the forces of light and that of darkness. And no matter how innovative, no matter how creative we become, there is a standard that we are supposed to measure our life by and also try to recreate the results that the Spirit will continue to reveal to us that has been perfected in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Before we take any step forward, I want to register some truths very quickly. First of all, that the first place that sin was diagnosed was not earth, it was heaven. The first place rebellion found expression was not earth, is heaven. The first place there is an adversary to the counsel of God was not earth, is heaven. The first place there was war is not earth, is heaven. The first place the sons needed to split into the loyalists versus those who are antagonizing the opinion of God is not earth, it is heaven. And so everything that the earth is currently bedeviled with was once the condition of the heavens. And so the only way to wield victory now is to study the patterns of the heavens. How did they prevail when they were in this situation? How did they win when the devil was among them as an accuser, bringing more people into his web of deceit? How did 1/3 of the angels of God turn their back on God? How did 1/3 of the host of God follow Satan? What tool was deployed? The same that we are bedeviled with. The same way you too, you are going through the various layers of Satan's, you know, merchandise. Many of his schemes, and many people are victims of different manipulative power of Satan. I will go ahead and share about the first economy he introduces. The same way everything about God thrives in righteousness, that's how everything about Satan thrives in iniquity. And so sin must first be registered so that Satan can have a good ground that every other thing can be built upon. For instance, let me show you a scripture. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. My emphasis will be 11 and 12, but let's start from 11. It is projected, so we read together at the count of 3. 1, 2, 3, go. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Next verse quickly. Therefore, let's read together. 1, 2, go. May the Lord bless his reading in our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. So the scripture in Revelation chapter 12, from verse 11, says they overcame him. So when his fury, when his agitations broke out in heaven, they were only able to overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Please say the blood of the Lamb. The word of their testimony. Say the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Please say that. So if you are writing, the title of our discourse this night is They Overcame Him. They Overcame Him. Do you want to overcome? We must study what pattern, what blueprint, how did they prevail? Mind you, it will interest you to know that the agitation of Satan was not only built upon, or rather built upon, rebellion. His agitation was legalistic in nature. It was legal in expression. He first met all the legal angles before his agitation became even vocal. He did many underground work. He secured the capacity to appear before thrones. He secured a throne using Adam first. I've given this illustration before. For the sake of those who are new amongst us, I will give it one more time. Brother, please come. If I get up, maybe during one quality control session, and I say, Kai, your white is not clean. Now, you know, as you dressed from home, you were sure that this white is one of the best thing that will happen to this service. Now see, before I can say your white is not up to standard, there must be standard. So which standard will I compare this thing to in order to bring him to the place where I have rightfully showed him that he has fallen beyond, or rather below, the expectation? What standard would Satan now be compared to? If you say Satan is wrong, who is right? When in the camp of the creatures available there, he stands in a class of his own. Even at fallen state, Michael could not bring a railing accusation against him. Even at fallen state, even when he's called Satan, the only thing Michael could do was to say, "The Lord rebuke you." It's God's authority he could wield. So because we could not find anybody among angels who had sufficient ranking and a capacity in righteousness that can be the template to use to now judge Satan, a frantic search started from heaven and no one was found. They shifted base of search to earth, none was found. They took the search to the underworld to check all the dead patriarchs. Maybe anybody have sufficient stature. No one was found. And then the apostle began to weep. We are doomed. It means that looking from the legal side, there is no argument against this guy yet. Amen. While the Apostle Paul was, rather Apostle John the Beloved was crying and weeping that we are lost, that we are doomed, an elder came and tapped him from the back and said, "Weep not. Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed." Now, you see, that word prevailed means there was contention. There was resistance. In Revelation chapter 12, you will understand what contention. There was a dragon waiting inside time to see if any son of God will attempt to embark on this very dangerous mission. And mind you, it has become obvious that none was found. So Satan had a free period. He could enter heaven anytime he likes, manifest in anywhere, because although he is wrong, he is not guilty until you can bring him through. God is so just that even Satan will get a fair hearing in the courts of Zion. And until he is proved guilty, he is not wrong. Did you find out that the Bible told us that there was a dragon who was already identified as a dragon that was waiting in front of the woman in Revelation chapter 12 from verse 1, waiting for her to put forth her man child so that he would destroy him? So they've told you the purpose and the acrimony of this dragon, yet he's still in heaven. A great wonder appeared in heaven. So he still have access. They could not check him out. Did you find out that the only way that they were able to overcome him is when blood was finally secured, when the lamb qualified, the lamb finished his work, and then they say, they overcame him by the blood of the lamb, by the words of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. So the agitation of Satan became so much. He was not the only one. You will see him and many of his loyalists. You will see them dressed like barristers with briefcases, holding strong reasons, strong cases against God. And say, if you say we are wrong, what is the corrective? And God cannot compare himself with creature. So there was no template. No, the best of angel has fallen. The best. Just imagine if the best student in your class failed the jam. Would you go and check your own score? like that guy that all of you know. We are not talking about somebody who is just intense. Somebody that is at a level of a genius and everybody knows. They say first position, nobody contested with him. Then you now see him. As you are coming to check, you now see him crying that car. And I did my best, but what I saw there. The best has fallen. And being the best, he operates. In fact, let me show you something scripture said about him. It was in Ezekiel. The Bible says, thou art the fairest tree in Eden. Every other tree envied thee. That's what scripture said. He was the envy of the rank of angels. He was a spectacle to behold. Now, the best guy has fallen. Let me show you something again. The reason why this thing I'm sharing with you is the legal side I'm trying to show you. The reason why he's so serious is that this guy, in this context, is Lucifer. Huh? This guy has access to the same tool called coals of fire that was used to purify the lips of Isaiah in the day where he felt unworthy. They only took one from that purification arrangement and put upon his tongue. And suddenly a man that was full with a sense of unworthiness, that coal had the capacity to give him right standing with God. It could purify. This guy, in the day of his prophecy, he was walking to and fro the coals of fire. His own was not his lip. He had access to step on it. So there is no excuse to be defied. He was walking to and fro. You know what to and fro means? He lived within consecration. The tools that makes for purity, they kept it for him regularly. This is why when he fell, the rank of angels, they threw a question. How are that falling? It's not possible. How did you fall? Because all the structure that makes for your spiritual security is on ground. How did you fall? Maybe I should show you. Media, help me. Go to Isaiah. You will find the five campaign statements of Satan. Go to Isaiah. You will see the five I will of Satan. The first I will is I will ascend. I will ascend. You see this ascending that we are busy begging you to say, what gain height, gain. The first zeal of Satan is to leave the realm where his place of primary assignment requires him to operate from. He wants to abandon that space. He wants to touch. How art thou falling? Let's read together. 1, 2, go. How art thou falling from heaven, O Lucifer? So it's a question first. It's not possible. What happened? Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Let's start seeing his manifesto. For thou hast said in thy heart. He didn't say this thing to anybody. He was thinking about it. He said in your heart. See the things he said. The first one is, I will ascend into heaven. Can I share something with you? If you are looking at the scripture and you are not distracted yet, you would have seen something by now. And I did it intentionally. It's a sign that many of us are distracted. Call yourself to come back here. You know, a spirit will tell you, are you sure you close your window at home? Then you are gone. Come here. There is something happening here. Stay here. See, the first verse says, how art thou falling from heaven? Did you remember that? Now, the second verse is now saying, you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. So if he is based in heaven, how is his ambition now that same heaven? If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
You see, the same way a believer can be on earth, but he is not off the earth. This is the kind of operation Satan had the capacity to do, because his place of primary assignment was the earth, the garden. In fact, the Bible says, thou were in Eden. Every precious stone was thy covering. So Eden, the garden of the Lord, was his primary place of assignment. He was supposed to interact to an extent to bring man into a knowledge of the Holy One. But Lucifer is not contented, and he became very ambitious. He didn't want to operate from the earth and have connections with God. The same way you are here on earth, but you are hid in Christ and Christ in God. And you have a manifestation in the heavens. You can appear there. You can speak your opinions in the courts of God, and it will be binding. Now, this is what Satan had as his designation. But he was not contented. Let me show you the I will. So he started with, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars. The stars in that context means the angels of God. I want to rise above the rank of angels. I will no longer be a messenger. In case you don't know what the word angel means, an angel means messenger. Just translating it verbatim, it means messenger. I will rise above messengers. I will not be answerable to anybody's instruction. I will show you how progressive the rebellious thought was going. The moment he said, I will go out of the rank of stars, because my throne will be higher than stars, I will go beyond messengers. See what he wrote there. I will sit also upon the mount. See, also means there is one who sits on the mount of congregation. He said, me too. I want to sit by that mountain. I will sit also upon the mount of congregation in the sides of the north. Do you remember this same code? Remember, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of the Lord, in the mountains of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole world is Mount Zion, sides of the north. Mount Zion is a place of congregation. It's where the righteous gather. The best species from every age, they gather there. That's where the cloud of witnesses, this is where they are. They say, we are come to Mount Zion, to an innumerable company of angels. Is that mountain of congregation they are speaking about? He said he wants to sit there so that let creatures from different eras, different ages, different aeons, let him become a channel of worship. Just imagine you design something. The thing now say, let people choose between you and him. Now his agenda is not to dethrone God, because he cannot be done. He just wants to be an option. So you can choose either God or him. Now, it will interest you to know that his plan is real on earth. It's just that it's only in heaven that is no longer real. This is why I'm taking my time to be talking about the things that happens that happened in the celestial world, so that you will understand what we are now bedeviled with currently. Then he went further to say, next verse quickly. We are in his third manifesto statement. I said next verse, quick, please. Okay, let's read. 1, 2, go. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be what? When he came and whispered some of these things to some seraphs, some cherubs, you see? So, well, as much as we know that this idea is a rebellious thought and God will not be pleased, what role do you have for us in this, your government? Because this is manifesto statement.
And every time manifesto is given, is to bring people's interest into that government. It is from this place that princes secure their spaces. And Satan is not contending it with them. You have entities like the Prince of Persia. There are many things that fell with Satan. They did not fall because they are together. They are not in that kingdom because of love. They don't love themselves. This is why a herbalist can remove the affliction of another herbalist. The people that cause the sickness is the kingdom of darkness, but within that same kingdom, they will be using themselves to shine. But they know that you will not be free eventually. They just want to undermine the authority of the previous lord. Then somebody will come, then another person will give you a new name. He say, no, that God don't have power. Then they introduce you to a higher level of fraternity with dark spirits. And you only have peace briefly. Then that spirit will start his own affliction. In the light of this reality, God saw that man was doomed. Because, listen, Satan was making sure that nobody would hit any level, any layer of purity or consecration that can even become a reference. Do you know why people like Enoch was taken? Let's talk now. You see, there was so much desperation in the immortal world for a species from the sons of men, for somebody who can hit a stature that can be used at least to test whether this one can break those seals. And which seal are we talking about? Because from the beginning of time, God had already seen that Satan will rebel. Because if you check where they discern his rebellion from his heart, they didn't even wait for him to say it out. They already knew who he is. And so, God already knew Satan would tempt man, knew that man would fall. Have you ever read that the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world? So, from the immortal realm, they already made provision for when this man falls, this is the route we'll follow. But now, they could not set these things into motion until we can get an accurate man, because it must be a man. An accurate man who can actually come bearing the full possibility that God had as regarding man. It is that man that can take back the key that was stolen from our ancestor Adam. This is why God had to become man. Because in becoming man, he threw away all his divinity. He had to even begin to participate and carry out all of the protocols that make for ascension. God was praying on earth. God was praying because God needed to ascend. God was fasting because God needed to mortify the flesh. He knew that this is the thing that bedevils every man. Why they could not live up to their real expectation. So he came and maximized all the protocols available for ascension. God fasted. God was tempted. The same way everybody is subjected to these things, God went through it. And one of the most beautiful set of words is, "Behold, the Lion of Judah has prevailed." Now listen, what it meant is, there is somebody who has been found. If you go to heaven, what you will find is that it's not only Enoch. You will find people like Elijah, who also hit certain threshold. And from time to time, when they see somebody who touches a threshold of righteousness, they'll say, "These ones should not see death. Let's check if they have stature." And they will take them. But in the day where that aptitude test was declared, from the heaven, they say none was found. So all the best guys they took to go and try if from the congregation of heaven we can find one. They say none was found in heaven. Did you find out that the very words written in Revelation 5 on this matter is that no man was found in heaven? So it was among men inside heaven. They were searching men. This is why they had to take different men from time to time. Because there is an aptitude test that they will have to check. They want to preserve them. blood of the Lamb, in the context we are speaking here, it stands for the sacrifice and the legal side of redemption, the blood. I'll tell you why. But God bless you, brother. Thank you. There are three sides to redemption. Because it is a miracle service, that's why I have to go this route. There are three sides to redemption. Many of us, we are only just talking about the things we read or the things we heard somebody quote from scripture about our inheritance in God. Many of us, we don't understand the legal side of redemption. Let me show you part of the conditions that must be on ground before spirits will agree. Number one, if you are writing, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. The scripture says, for all have sinned, and all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. It is through one man sin entered the world, and through another man righteousness also came as a gift. Now, in this very context that all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God, it means that even those who are yet to be born, we have been partakers of the Adamic fall. For everybody have sinned. Now, if you sin, the next thing we'll be looking at, Romans chapter 6, verse 23. If you are writing, just write these things down. It's the legal side I'm showing you. Now, let's say you have known and you have continued to remember every single wrong, every single fault, every single way you have fallen short of the glory of God. It's okay, because that's Satan's role. It will bring you to the remembrance of how much you have disappointed God's expectation and how much you are not worthy. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. So remember, the first scripture I read for you is, all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. If all have sinned and the wages of sin is death, it means all should die. Amen. Come on, please say amen.
Amen.
Now, the wages of sin is death, but it did not stop there. There is another thing God brought into this whole storyline. It's called the gift of God. The Bible says it is eternal life that comes through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you are together, say amen.
Amen.
And in the light that, you know, the devil has occasioned this fall and everybody has become a partaker of the Adamic fall, in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22, I want to show you a scripture very quickly. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22. Everybody, let's read together. One, two, go. The Bible says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. This is why God could not just sit and say, I forgive everybody. There is a legal side that must be met. Blood must be provided. And so this is what necessitated the death of Jesus Christ, so that his blood can become our legal argument as regarding why we should not die. Amen. Now, you see, if Jesus died in our place and we are all brought into the sin of Adam, but Jesus now died for us, what it then means is that if you don't accept that death of Jesus Christ, you can be saved by Jesus, but you did not accept your salvation. You can be redeemed, but you did not accept your redemption. You can be blessed, but you didn't accept your blessing. Now, it is because of these kinds of truths. This is why it is necessary we go over scriptures like this. Sometimes it looks boring to be opening scriptures. If I went in the way of the rod of an iron now, many of you, you will like those kind of meetings where I just come with apostolic utterances and I begin, you know, to pour the burdens on my soul. You will be excited. You will leave the meeting. But when Satan accuses you, you will not know the legal side to why you have your stake in righteousness. Yes, you fell. Yes, you were a sinner. But all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Yes, it's true. If Satan comes with all of his arguments, allow him to finish. And when he speaks through your conscience. You will be getting all kinds of accusations bombarding your soul. There are too many people here. The one thing stopping you from entering your rights in God, entering your inheritance in God, securing the bounties of redemption is this troubled conscience, because you cannot without faith. It is impossible. You can't please God without it. And you cannot have fear and faith together. Many of us, our conscience is troubled. You don't feel pure. You don't feel worthy. You don't feel like you qualify. For many years, your prayer point is one. Lord, you know we are all sinners, but you have been called out. It is because of this kind of talk. This is why Jesus had to die. So that you have a legal backing to now be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Since age 12. Lord, you know all of us are sinners. We are helplessly under your mercy. Now you are 90. Lord, you know all of us are sinners. It means there was no time where you actually entered your rights and inheritance. And from that posture of sin consciousness, there are gradients of righteousness you will never touch, because you are so conscious of your sin nature, you will always remain a prisoner to what you are conscious of. Let me show you two more scriptures. It's the legal side we are trying to. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. It is projected. Everybody, please. Can you send someone to attend to this screen? It's not working. And I felt the media would have taken note of it to do something about it now. Even the projector is not working. It's making it very difficult for the people. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. It is in Christ Jesus that we have redemption. And this redemption is through his blood. Now, when I'm talking about that scripture in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, where I said, write down these three things. First, the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they love not their life unto death. There's a reason why. The blood of the Lamb there, it quantifies the legal side of redemption. The blood of the Lamb speaks about the sacrifice. It speaks about what went down so that you can go up. The blood of the Lamb talks about the death of a person. The blood of the Lamb talks about the sacrifice of the Lamb. And so, you cannot overcome Satan until you understand the legal side of this particular package of redemption. What is the reason why you are sure that you will be healed this night? If you think you'll be healed just because God is merciful, there are many things Satan can do around you to make you realize, come into a consciousness that you don't deserve that mercy. So there is a much more strong argument. You will need to see the legal side behind healing. Why will I be healed? There is a legal side. Why would you be blessed this night? There is a legal side. Why would the chain of Satan fall from you? There is a legal side. The scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Now listen, the moment you don't understand the legal side of redemption, you will be thinking that God is just showing you mercy. That's why. God actually paid a great price to secure you. And when you operate from that consciousness, you will know that actually it was not a favor. It was not a favor God is doing you. It is the greatest gift. This is what God describes salvation as, the gift of God.
You are good and your mercy is forever. You are good and your mercy is forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy is forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy is forever.
What makes you feel unfit? What takes you away from the presence of God? What makes you avoid prayer? What makes you avoid the word? What makes fellowship look boring to you? There is one economy Satan introduced. He introduced sin. Once sin is there, there is a consciousness of unworthiness that comes with that sin. Now listen, if you continue to look at the sin, there is a sense of unworthiness that comes upon you. You don't look at what has happened. Do you remember what Jesus told the woman caught in adultery? For years, I wondered where was the man. You know, one person cannot commit adultery. Adultery requires two parties. It's only a woman that is the matter there. Mind you, if you check the Levitical rule, it's both people they say they should stone to death. But as time progresses, they edited the law. They edited it in their favor until it's only the woman now that is the matter. You know what Jesus told her? He says, go and sin no more. Did you realize that he didn't talk about her past? Did you realize he didn't tell her to go and apologize to all the people's husband that you have slept with? Then come, let's see whether we can make progress from there. Did Jesus address anything that would take her back to where she used to be? He said, from today, there is only one way forward. Go and sin no more. She couldn't apprehend that message. She could not understand it. Mind you, all the people who accused her, everybody who were claiming they were superior in stature of righteousness, holding stones in their hand, just the way a voice uttered in heaven in Revelation 5 saying, who is worthy? Step forward if you have ranking. Step forward if you are saturated with righteousness enough to open the book. Come forward. Nobody presented himself, including Satan. Nobody has stature. Because the question, the aptitude test then was, who is worthy? It means present yourself. They declared that test for all realms. Heaven, there was none. The brightest of angels were there. None. That was the same question Jesus asked. He says, anybody here who is without sin? What it means to cast the first stone, it means reveal yourself. The high priest was there because he's the one that interprets the law. He's the one that says, according to the Mosaic law, and the scripture cannot be broken. Our fathers told us that if we apprehend anybody in this situation, the best thing to do so that the fiber of morality in society can be preserved, we need to use this one as a scapegoat so that the fear of the Lord will rest upon society. And while he was busy interpreting the law, they say, okay, fine. Anybody here who is without sin, throw the first stone. You know, normally, if your sin is hidden and nobody knows, you will still stone. But the high priest remembered. He remembered. There was somebody that cited him. That if that even among men, your sin cannot be hidden. There is nothing hidden under the sun. What Jesus was trying to teach them, that this thing you are doing, all of you need help. Even this one you want to kill now. If we want to follow by the standard of God, who will stand? If you will regard iniquity, who will stand? This is what some of the patriarchs asked God, because they found out that his benevolence to man was too much. God was always looking away from our iniquity. In fact, it was because of man, God initiated a new concept called mercy. only because of man. He saw the kind of files, the files that the advocate of the rebellious kingdom, Satan and his cohort, they were holding briefcases with strong accusations. So this is why Satan had the chance to still be manifesting in heaven anytime he likes. Did you find out that it was until the blood was secured? The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto death. Now, the next thing they did was that they made sure that no place was found for Satan there again. In the days when the sons of God was gathered, Job chapter 1, the Bible says Satan was in their midst, and God and Satan was gisting, to show you that there must be a legal thing before you can call him guilty. God was asking Satan, from where are you coming from? Eh? Imagine you didn't see one of your messenger for long, and you ask the messenger, where you say, I'm just going up and down the earth, you know, just doing my thing. The effrontery. But if God used anger and say, leave, and then put he has broken his own laws, because the foundation of his throne is righteousness and justice. Everybody must go through a fair hearing. You see, in the court of God, even Satan will get a fair hearing. This is why sometimes when he comes against you with strong accusation, the scripture says you bring strong reasons. Strong reasons. And you know where your strong reason is? The legal sides of redemption. Go and fetch. Hide behind Jesus. Hide behind. Don't stand on your own. Satan will say, but now, just look at yourself. Check what you have done. Whether you deserve. It's not you that deserve it. It's Jesus that deserves it. So hide behind him. Hide behind. You know, you see this phrase, in him. Eh? In him. It is the most repetitive phrase in the Bible. In him. In him. If any man be in Christ, in him we live, we move, and have our being. Don't stand outside Jesus. The devil will say, if you know that you are a man, you are not a man, hide inside Jesus. Don't let him deceive you to say you want to prove. You know, some of you will start going in the economy of consecration, start hitting some threshold of righteousness, and Satan will come and say, oh boy. Among men, there are men. I didn't know that your horn can be so exalted. See, the kind of authority you command now, there are only few people that have ever walked in this pedestal. Then the thing will be entering your head small, small. You know what he's doing? He's trying to lure you out of Jesus Christ. The moment you come out, your victory is inside Jesus. If you stand outside Jesus, Satan will dust you any day, any time. Hide inside him. Have you seen a fish outside water before? Eh? It cannot, because the water is the element of the fish. It's only in the water you will see the fish's life. Now, man was designed to live in Christ. It's in him that we live, we move. And have. So, if you are not in Jesus Christ, please ask the person by your side, are you in him? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. I told you the blood there signifies the legal side of our redemption. Number two, the word of their testimony. Another way to put it is the logos. Eh? The logos of. So they had the testimony of Jesus upon their lip. Don't speak your own words to Satan. Don't say our people say any day we go good, now from morning you go now. You see? Satan is agitating your family. You now walk up and say, hey, our people say Pekin, we say mama no go sleep, himself no go sleep. When he finish with you, now your African proverb, you will find that it's without power. The only thing you can overcome him with is the word of the testimony is the testimony of Jesus. So you will put scripture upon your lip and say it. Don't speak your own words. Speak the word of God. Now let me tell you what your words will always be, because you are a sense-based creature. It's a sense of feeling, you know, a sense of taste, you know, a sense of sight, a sense of hearing, and you know, all of these senses, a sense of smell. All these senses continue to give you your perception of a matter. So most of the time your perception will conflict with God's opinion in a matter. This is why they already gave you a set of things to say. Don't say what you are feeling, because your feeling will be wrong most of the time. You will sit down like this, and then you will begin to have a strange, you know how Satan works people. A sister met me some years ago and said, she don't know why, she's just feeling like she will not live long. Time to time, the devil would, she'll be walking like this, the devil would pinch somewhere on her inside. Now say, she now went online and check, what does it mean to have some hotness? What does it mean to have hotness from your leg, and the hotness is moving? So before she finished typing it, she saw the suggestions. There many other people I had have typed many things. Many people have been searching. So she now clicked it and say, yeah, so it means say this thing even daily. Then she now saw more signs. Now see, this person that was speaking to me, at the level where she was speaking to me, is only a feeling. But the more she pursued a knowledge along that path, the feeling began to be a manifestation. This is what the knowledge of God actually is supposed to do in your life too. The more you are knowing more about God, the more that knowledge is becoming real, flesh in your life. But the devil don't want you to have the knowledge of God. He wants you to know many other things, but the knowledge of the Holy One will be far from you. So we don't know what is God's opinion on many matters. We know what the world says. For instance, if I ask some of you now, if you are honest, you will see that your persuasions on many matters is not God's opinion. Do you know that the Bible says with long life, He will satisfy you? You know what it means to be satisfied? Satisfaction is not generic for us all. What satisfies you might not be what satisfies me. Maybe you eat two wraps of apple. That's the only thing that can make you hit the place where you say you are good. One sister there might eat four. You see, I'm intentional when I call the sister. I have seen strange things. I have seen a sister that threw Eba up and catch it. I'm not joking. There is no sister left in her. She took a wrap of Eba like this and threw it up. I saw it, then she catch it with violence. I said, the second side of redemption is the confession of our faith. The first is the legal side. The legal aspect of our redemption is everything Jesus has done to secure a good life for us in God. The second side is to confess everything. If you don't speak it, it will be trapped there. It will not be your own. You will need to confess it. Let me show you two scriptures. Saburai Habani Nagode. Cheto Kavani Nagode. Listen, everything I have shared with you about the legal side of redemption is to point you to your rights, point you to what has been secured. Now, Tishanda, let's say you paid for something in a store for this brother, and you have paid for it, and you told him, I have paid for you. If he refuses to go and collect it, is it your fault? It has been paid for, but it's now your duty to take it. Now, this particular side of confessing our faith is how we appropriate what is our own. You take it. It's your own. You know why? This thing is routed first. The knowledge will come to you. When you get that knowledge, put it on your lip. Don't be quiet about it. Start saying it. Don't stop declaring it. Sometimes you will be sick on the bed. The message will reach. This is why they call it the good news. It's called good news because everything wrong, when it comes, it can solve it. You can be sick on the bed. When the good news comes, you will see something in the good news that makes for your healing. The moment you see it, put it on your lip. Begin to say it. You know how powerful the word is? When you put the word on your lip and you declare it, it is equivalent to God speaking to that situation. Say it. The devil will say, hey! You see, let me tell you what most people do. Most people only describe how they feel. Every spirit know what I'm telling you this night. They are all aware of it. Every spirit know this thing. A spirit will labor from morning till evening just to put you in a state where an utterance can come out of your mouth. The real time you fell was when you described everything that happened. This is why a Christian was advised, let the weak, although he's feeling weak, say that he is strong. Don't let your mouth partner with Satan, because the spirit that occasioned that weakness is not God. So they say, don't allow your mouth is the last seal. When your mouth describes that thing, not even God can intervene now, because you are the greatest prophet over your destiny. You say, when men say there's a casting down, don't join them. Go to my word, you will find things. How many people have designed the destiny of their children because of this permutation of spirits? You just walked into the house, your child just comes, and the devil knows exactly what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. As you are entering, the shoe that was polished well, your child came in their joy and in their fun. There's oil in his hand, and he came and hugged you, and he stained the white trouser. The father's love is still there. He will just be there and be looking. That's dose number one. The devil looked at you carefully and said, hey, the biological love between a father and a son, it was present to make sure that no venom came from this encounter. So they go and push the boy again. The boy will go and jump and hold your flat screen. And then the flat screen will fall and hit the ground. Bah! Your body will start shaking. You know, this is where they are waiting here, your mouth. Hey, you will now stand up. Look at this boy. Something almost came out. They say, Kai, it's not enough. It's not enough. The boy will go outside as though a spirit is leading him. He will carry stone and write on your car, I love my daddy. Ha! Then you come out of emotion. You know, say, what kind of useless? Hey! For the first time, they secured what all this thing was about. You see that thing you release? You must not stay in the name of Jesus before it becomes binding. You have programmed his life. This is how people are messing up their marriages, always describing what their wife is doing. Don't describe the challenge. Speak what you want to see. If you know the power that is in your tongue, you will know why you are not permitted to say what you are seeing. Say what you want to see, not what you are seeing. Say, my marriage is a mistake. Ah, they've gotten it. And when you said it was when you were angry. But they know you will not be angry forever. So they secured an utterance in the moment where anger was high. And they now use that, because those things you said is binding. The words of your testimony. This is how, somebody say, the kind of, I don't even know the kind of children God gave me. Your mouth. One day you were people, careless. This is why if you don't have any good thing, just keep quiet. They say, "Kai, this country, this, that. You too, you now went to put your mouth and say, I don't even know where Nigeria they go, self, and you are in Nigeria. Mind you, you too, you will never understand your life. You know what the Bible says? It says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For in his peace, you will have your own peace. When men are talking bad about the country, instead of you to speak life, speak what you want. I am showing you now where Satan occasions our fall. He knows that the legal side have been secured. But let's see whether you have the right confessions on your lip. I was talking about that sister. Now, the first bring all kinds of feeling. So somebody was sleeping and a spirit pursued her, and then came and held her and used something like a syringe and took her and said, "You are infected." The spirit made sure she heard it. That utterance, "You are infected." So she got up with a consciousness and said she wants to go for test. You know what that consciousness did? She began to feel strange. And then she went online and checked those symptoms. Hey. Then, you know, when those spirits are in their motion, they will be taking you from stage to stage. There's already an article waiting for you once you go online. I said, just press it like this. You know, many things we believe in the world, God has an opinion. If this spirit that rose up Christ from the dead can dwell in your mortal body, he can revitalize you. Do you know that the life Jesus resurrected with is not blood like? His blood was drained on the cross. His side was pierced. And God made sure those signs were still on his body as an attestation that it's not biological life that is keeping this guy. He used that new kind of life and he walked through wall. He didn't use doors again. You know what the Bible says? As he is now in heaven, so are we. But men will not know. Man continues to stay willing. The day God will help just one of us, I pray I am the one. One of us to break into that supernatural life. It's called Zoe. It's inside everybody. Only a few people are beginning to get a hint of it, that I am much more capable than all these things. Do you know that nothing can cut your life? Nothing can cut your life. You tell yourself these things. Somebody say, "We shall see." See what? I am hid in Christ and Christ in God. And if the person comes again and talks, "He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world." You see, this is how you overcome by the confession. And don't speak your own anger. Speak the word. Speak the word. Just say the word. I'm speaking to somebody now, and the person is just, you know, sitting down and saying, "Talk, you know, sir, this thing is easy to say." My life is a test of these things. This life that I have is the life of Christ in me. This life
that I have is the life of God.
Listen, look at me. Look at me. Do you know that even if sickness is in your body, really, and you can say this is the particular sickness, do you know that the moment you can recognize the presence of the Holy Ghost on your inside, that sickness becomes illegal immediately? Sickness and the Holy Ghost cannot share a temple. It's not possible. This is part of the legal side of redemption. You must know these things. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost lives here, sickness cannot be his roommate. Tell yourself these things. And the first person that must become a benefactor of the knowledge you have secured about God is you. You say it to yourself. When guilt wants to enter, because what deprives you of that sense of righteousness, the devil takes you, because they called him the accuser of the brethren from heaven. Not here. It's not today he started that. comes and buffets your soul and say, so if they leave you now, you are the one that is busy lifting up your hand. Eh? Which hand? Who do you think is listening to you? Was it not you that shouted at your wife yesterday night? Have you apologized to her? The way God is even merciful, that is why some of you are even living the way you are living. Then suddenly, the pastor that was like this in church, you now see him do like this. They have deflated his sense of right standing. That's what righteousness is. To have that right standing with God. When you forget every other thing, remind yourself, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are not, see, your righteousness is like a filthy rag before God. It was Jesus that secured this righteousness. In that while we were yet sinners, that was when Christ died for us. Now, your own mission is to embrace the righteousness. Accept it. I will show you the last thing because of time. I have to show you two scriptures before I show you the last.
Zoe, Zoe, Zoe.
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Everybody, please, I need you to read it loud as you can. 1, 2, go. Of our confession. He is the apostle and high priest of our confession. In fact, they describe the Christian faith in this capacity as a confession. He is the apostle of that confession. He is the high priest of that confession. What are you confessing? Are you reacting to situations and circumstances, or the word of God is on your lip? You know, there are some of you, if I pinch you now, I will know how much you have labored on the word by the first thing that leaves your mouth. When the devil touched some people, it's scriptures. The only response is scripture. Somebody said the other day to me, he said, no, see, let's be realistic now. We know we are all born again and all of that. If anybody is telling you like that, that's the voice of Satan. What he is calling reality is that he said, leave your standing in God. Stand outside Jesus. He said, I know we are all saved, we are all children of God, but as men, let's look at this thing as men now. He said, if not you, what do you go do? I went back, I said, the Bible said. Don't have any identity outside the world. Limit yourself within the frame of the world. Let's take another scripture very quickly. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 14, very quickly. Hebrews 4, 14.
The way is the way. The way.
I told you, immediately after the legal side, the next is your confession. The scripture speaking in Hebrews 4:14, it says, since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Hold this confession. I shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. This is the first thing that should come out anytime the fear of death enters you. Don't say, I remember my last health checkup. I remember my last body checkup. I know that there is nothing wrong. Don't follow common sense. Follow the word. Let me show you just a few, since we are talking about this. I'm mindful of time. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, you will see why confession is a major part of what we are doing. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. I will show you something God gave us as an expo. Everybody, let's read together. 1, 2, go. Then said the Lord unto me, for I will hasten my word to perform it. God is ever around his word, watching it jealously to perform it. Anywhere God's word is, God is jealous about it. Put that word on your lip. Confess it. Now there are people sitting here, you came to be healed. I will show you a scripture. You came for Jesus to take away illness from your body. Let me show you our confessions very quickly before we go. What confessions do we have? In Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, very quickly. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. I'll be praying with us shortly, but before then, these things are important. The Bible says, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Next verse, very quickly, verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. This is your confession. I am redeemed by his blood. I am redeemed. Can you tell yourself these things? I'm redeemed. Do you know that on the strength of what I'm teaching you now, there is no pattern. No pattern from the bloodline should have any power over you. You have been redeemed by the blood. And this redemption was not out of partiality. Somebody died so that you can secure it. No altar should fight you from your father's house. Hi. There are many things I wish. In fact, you have been called out. You have been called out of every tongue, every language, every tribe. You have been separated. This is what it should be on your lips now. This is your confession. For want of time, let me rush quickly to the third point of redemption. They love not their life unto death. That is the consecration demand of redemption. From our journey so far, you find the first is the legal side, which is the sacrifice of Jesus. The second is the profession and our declaration of all of our rights in Jesus, appropriating it and demanding it. The third is living in tandem, a consecrated lifestyle, living in tandem with the demand of the kingdom. See what the things you have declared, the things you are speaking, see what it will change you into. It will make that everything that was on your lip will enter your life. The moment you begin to say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, righteousness will become a normal expression of your life. The moment you begin to call yourself what God calls you, you become it. The moment you begin to declare the things God has spoken concerning you, you become those things. What then is the disposition of the believer? In Romans chapter 12 verse 1, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the Lord, that you present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now you live a consecrated lifestyle, because your life is no longer your own. You have been bought with a price. You can't live for yourself again. You now live for he that has paid the price, even for your redemption. It was the apostle that says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But the life that I now live is Christ that lives through me. First Peter chapter 2 verse 24, quickly. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Everybody, I want us to all read this as loud as we can. 1, 2, go. Bear our sins in his own body. Please wait. Say, who his own self. So they are showing you that it was secured legally. It was by his own self. Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Healing was secured since you will not be healed. It's not a future thing. You were healed. Now it's time to go and collect what is your own. You see, every illness in your body is operating illegally. This is the legal side of this matter. By his stripes, you were healed. By his stripes, you were healed. Come on now. I don't know what has bedeviled you. I don't know what's the challenge. I don't know what it is. I don't know what utterance. I don't know what situation. Some people are here, they are persuaded that there is a cloud of bad luck. Bad luck following them. Some people believe that there is delay. All kinds of inclination. Today, I don't know whose report you will believe. But I've shown you the opinion of God on this matter. I've shown you the posture to take. After the legal side, that is totally not your own business. The next thing is your own responsibility. Profess these things. Confess these things. This is what makes prayer powerful. Prayer is powerful when you pray the word. Don't go and complain in prayer. Lord, is this how you watch us? Lord, is this how you allow our enemy to prevail? That's not prayer yet. Go with strong reasons. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. That is prayer. Although you are afflicted, you know that you will be delivered. Is somebody fired up this evening? Listen, let me tell you one truth. Heaven and earth will pass away. One jot of God's word will not fail. Find that word. Put it on your lip. Speak that word. Let that word be your only perspective. When people are talking, let your perspective be word. Say the word. Eat the word. You want to go to bed. See, sometimes hold the Bible so close. Hold it so close. Sometimes sleep with it like this. When Satan comes and shakes something near your life, his response is exactly how Jesus did. It is written. It is written. The devil say, what up? It is written. What up? It is written. Your truth? It is written. There is no angle it comes from. It is written. I and the children the Lord shall give to me. We are for signs and wonders. The devil comes and says, what about this sickness that is genetic in your family? Remember your grandfather had it. This. The disease of the Egyptian shall not come near my dwelling. It is written. It is written. You put these things on your lip. Say these things. I shared the angel fish story with you guys. I bought this small fish from my aquarium. It's called an angel fish. And they say if your aquarium is not... this powered aquarium that has oxygen pumped into it, that if you don't have that, the fish cannot live in any other those smaller aquarium. And the one I have is the small type that don't have gases being pumped into it. So the woman said, well, you can enjoy the fish for just 1 week, but it cannot go beyond a week in the water because you will need that kind of environment to host it. The moment she released her own utterance, I knew that if I live here like this, it's... And this is how many of you allow Satan to have the last day. The devil was one that last spoke on that matter. And she just finished giving what I will go and face. I spoke to her there. I said, nothing die in my hand. She now say, okay. As I'm speaking to you, my fish is over 4 months. It's still basking. The fish does not know what is keeping it. It's the testimony. The testimony. Nothing die in my hand. So even when the death for fish comes, it will live by a superior life. Nothing dies. Nothing dies in my hand. Nothing. They say this business, the last person that entered this shop, there is something wrong with this shop. No, he that is in me is greater. Hi. Somebody comes to you and say, this house, do you know what happens to everybody that packed into this place? He that is in me. Have you seen where God ran for, because of Satan? No. How terrible art thou in thy ways, O God. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves. Now, I want you to stand up from this meeting. Go back to everything that does not speak God in your life, in your family. Some of you are just there feeling discouraged. You know, everybody's just having one delay, one setback or another. And 24 hours, there's all kinds of grumbling, all kinds of negative confession around the family. When you return back, make sure only the things God say concerning you, only those things leave your mouth. I stayed somewhere for some time and the confessions began to become a bit negative. The people started raising prayer points because of me. And I was going through a wilderness season. And I knew Jesus was preparing me. The people now started praying. Yes, let's pray for Emmanuel that the Lord will rebuke the spirit of poverty from his life. You know, there are prayers that look like prayer, but it's an invitation of evil into your life. Because that's not God's perspective for your life. Have you gone to prayer and what you are doing, you are describing your situation to God, and God already knows your situation. That is what a majority of us does. We just go and we start describing our everlasting Father, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, eternal rock of ages, the I am that I am. When you are through with all, they will now think you want to say something good. The next thing you now say, Father, is this how you watch? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You know what it means to say so? Let the redeemed say that they are redeemed. Say it. Say it. Say it. Don't let things leave your mouth by mistake. All kinds of small dangerous prophecy. I'm going to give you the next 5 minutes. I will not interrupt you. If you like, don't prophesy for your life. I need you to look for any scripture, any promise you can remember, and press it into your destiny. I need you to go and invoke any scripture, anything that God has spoken, that you knew, and you have heard it in your... Just see, pray it into your life now. Are you praying scriptures or you are being distracted again? Overcome him! Overcome him! by the words of your testimony. My going out and my coming in is preserved. I am the head and not the tail. I have more understanding than the ancients. I know more than my teachers. An excellent spirit is within me. The Lord will go before me. He will make every crooked place straight. He breaks in pieces the gates of brass. He cuts asunder the bars of iron. I receive the treasures of darkness and the secret. Oh! The diseases of the Egyptians shall not come near me. Of the world. I cannot be small. I am the light of the world. I am a city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. I cannot be hidden. Ancient waste places. I am the hope of many generations. I am the one they were waiting for.
I am a man sent from God. I am a man sent from God. With long life, God satisfies me. He will show me his salvation. Can you go ahead and trouble that water on your inside? Stir that water up now. Many of you, there are so many prophecies, so many promises that you have on your inside. Go ahead and trouble them now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow.
Let it
flow, right here, right now. Let it flow. Stir the river on your inside. There is a river. Trouble it now. Let the world come alive. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. Confess the word. Confess it. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Flow, let it flow right here, right now. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Flow, let it flow right here. Now, I need you to take the next 2 minutes and confront the mountain standing in your destiny. Confront it with the word. Confront it with the word. Now, begin to challenge mountains. Begin to speak to mountains. Who are thou, O mountain, that can stand before Emmanuel? Thou will become clay. Challenge mountains. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. If you can say unto this mountain, if you can say unto this mountain, you can say unto this mountain, speak to the mountain, speak, don't be quiet, speak. If you can say, if you can say, if you can say, I command mountains of delay. Thank you.
Listen. Brother. Listen, sister. It looks like we are taking time. But this is destiny investment. You will remember today. I told you from the beginning. You will remember today. We are using accurate keys. We are not shadow boxing. We are applying the right keys to the right doors. Seasons must shift. Seasons must change. People must be liberated. Listen. Listen. The reason why I am still insisting and I was begging you when everybody was going to war, the scripture says, say unto this mountain. Say, identify the mountain, then speak to it. Say unto mountain. It didn't say push. It says say. Speak to the mountain. Don't be quiet before it. Don't keep your head down in shame. Speak to the mountain. You know what he said? He said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The way to come in the name of the Lord is to put his words in your mouth. So you are not the one that is speaking. You came in the name of another. So you are not speaking your own words. You are challenging mountains. Mountains that have stopped our fathers. Mountains that have stopped our ancestors. Mountains that have resisted everybody from the bloodline. Now you are standing before it. Now is your own turn. Now they want to frustrate you. You be quiet this night and return the same. Or you will overcome him. Overcome him. Overcome him. The blood has been secured. Now is the word of your testimony. It's your own path now. It's your own path. The word of your testimony. Opportunity. The Lord is leading me that we should pray for our loved ones. There are some people, they are not here, but the Lord says pray for them. Now you will stand in the gap for your family, stand in the gap for your friends, stand in the gap for your neighbors. There are people the Holy Ghost is quickening in your heart. Stand in the gap and pray for them now. Yeah. their name. Call their name.
Of Jesus. Accept him as Lord. Accept him as your Savior. Accept him as your owner. Go ahead. Go ahead quickly. Wherever you are, go ahead and embrace him as your Lord. From today, I live for you, O God. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose for me. From today, I live for you. Go ahead. Please go ahead. Make your way right with God now. I want to ask the Lord that he fills and he fills us up with the Holy Ghost. I want to show you how the presence of the Holy Ghost can cause for healing. I want to show you how once the Holy Ghost comes, you don't need to ask God to take away sickness. Sickness will leave by itself. Delay will leave by itself. All kinds of affliction will leave. If this spirit that rose up Christ from the dead, if it dwells in your mortal body, you will not ask for anything. Please cry, cry wherever you are. Receive Jesus as Lord first. Receive him. Receive him. There is about to be a fresh baptism, a fresh dose, a fresh supply of the Spirit. It's about to happen. Confess your sins. Embrace him as Lord. Embrace him as Savior. I accept your sacrifice, Jesus. I accept it. Now, wherever you are, pray quietly. Tell the Holy Ghost. Tell the Holy Ghost. Don't pass me by. Don't pass me by. As you touch people this night, don't pass me by. Don't pass me by. The hour has come. The moment is here. There is a fresh release of grace. A fresh supply of the Spirit. A fresh baptism of fire. Precious Holy Ghost. Inside, outside, those following us online. The Holy Ghost has come. Now, the Spirit of He that rose up Christ from the dead is quickening people now. Is touching people now. Is overshadowing people now. Is overwhelming people now. You can't resist Him. You can't ignore Him. He is coming upon you like a man of war. He is insisting. He is overpowering your will. The Spirit break loose upon us. Holy Ghost, touch! 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 From the back to the front, the left to the right. Overwhelm them, Holy Ghost. He's doing his thing. Don't be distracted. Look at how you are eating. Don't be distracted. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Await an encounter. Don't look around. He is here. He is here. Touching men, touching women, changing lives. Holy Ghost, touch! The Holy Ghost. You see, He is the one that heals. That is why when He comes upon you, He is doing different things for different people. The Holy Ghost is restoring now. He's restoring lost capacities. He's restoring lost dimensions, lost gifts, lost standings by the power of the Holy Ghost. Restoration now. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. Moving in our midst. He's opening the eyes of people. Restoring hunger. Opening eyes and ears again. Prophetic streams are being restored. The drought is over, He says. The drought is over. Your streams are opened again. Streams are opened now. Streams are opened. Now those rivers begin to flow again. The channels of inspiration inspiration where you used to draw from before. They are open now. They are opened. In the name of Jesus, they are opened. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me pray with us. All I need from you now is to shout a believing amen as you hear the name of Jesus. I speak to every situation, every condition, every issue that has frustrated your efforts, that has made you a laughing stock, that has cost you sleepless nights, that have brought shame and all kinds of ridicule to your life, both spiritual and physical. I cast them out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Please bring those people out. They are the ones I want to lay my hands on. Bring them out. Every spirit of infirmity responsible for sicknesses afflicting God's people, causing all kinds of infirmity, foul spirits of infirmity causing sickness, demonic entities that have attached themselves to God's people, spirit husbands, I command every demonic presence hiding around God's people. Loose them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring them out. Please bring them out. There is fire for deliverance. Out of them. Out of them. In the name of Jesus, out. Out. Out of them. I know you can hear me. Every demonic presence afflicting God's people, demonic spirits responsible for affliction, I command you now, loose them in the name of Jesus Christ. I challenge the spirit of fear. Fear is a torment. I see it around many people. I challenge that spirit. I break your hold over God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them now. Out of them now. Out of them now. Challenge familiar spirits. I see that there is a connection between those spirits and addiction. I'm seeing a veil in the face of a lady. You are fair in complexion. I see a veil covering your face. I see a veil. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I break that bondage and I lose you in the name of Jesus Christ. I tear veils by fire. I tear veils by fire. I tear veils by fire. I want to address something quite resistant. There is a spirit that will become vocal. There is a spirit that is claiming a person. Claiming a person. Feeling entitled that it is his house. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. I consecrate the vessels. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. You are here. Lift up your hands, please. God wants to bless the work of your hands. We are using our hands as a point of contact. These hands will gather gold. These hands will locate the vein of silver. The riches of the Gentiles will traffic towards these hands. These hands will not beg. These hands will lend to nations. These hands are blessed. Your hands are blessed. Your hands are blessed. From today, everything you put your hands to do in righteousness, it prospers in the name of Jesus Christ. I prayed this prayer in this hall. You are my witness. Some time ago, and somebody vomited a snail, living snail. I'm not joking, a living snail in this hall. I was rebuking the spirit of delay. What causes for chunk of time to be missing in people's life? They can look back, they don't know what they did with 30 years. And the spirits are eating the time day by day, moment by moment. Something that should take 1 minute, it will take 1 day. Please lay your hands on any part of your body. Just connect to yourself. Everybody here under attack. Spirits of procrastination are attacking your life, making sure you don't maximize time. Making sure you are losing out of the prerequisite level of preparation necessary for transition. I challenge all of those spirits and their strongholds around your life. I break their influences now and I set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. He says, if you run with men on foot and it wearied you, how can you contend with horses? How can you contend with horses? I stretch my hands over God's people, outside, inside, those online. May a supernatural anointing of divine speed, comes upon you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Ushers, please go around. You help me find these people. There are many people that the things on your front are mountains. The things resisting you are ancient mountains. But today Jesus wants to give people wings. The mountain will only limit those who are using the road. If God wants to give you speed, He gives you wings. The air is faster. Some people will change their transport medium in destiny this night. You will switch from this land business. You will ascend and join those those who fly in destiny. The only way you can redeem time, you have to change your medium. You have to change. Stop walking. Stop walking. The roadblock is only on the land. The traffic is only on the land. The mountains is only on the land. The moment you mount up with wings, suddenly 20 years can enter 1 year. You will be amazed at the transition. And so, Father, over your people, I declare a fresh release. A fresh release of grace, of grace, of grace, of grace, of grace. Let their wings begin to spread. Let their wings begin to spread. Let their wings begin to spread. I change your medium of transport. I call you into the air. Mount up in the name of Jesus. There are wings, wings spreading out. Some of these wings, they are manifesting as ideas, ideas and creativity is a wing. Is a wing. Paka peka sehepa katamarade. Lepwate kaska pakope pakataba. Shapa paka te kondo prete kebe. Shetepepepepepepekete pakapo. Baka pa peka. Ratepepepepepeketeba. Laka paka te kupakata. I speak to those appointed to die. I speak to those appointed to die. I speak to those appointed to die. Now by the blood of Jesus, we rebuke that spirit over your life. Everybody here, nothing one fear, one suspicion or another. I command those negative beliefs, those negative convictions, I command them, leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me show you where Satan is hiding. Please help that sister. He says, pulling down every high thing and every thought that exalts itself above the knowledge. So there is high things that manifest as thoughts. 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 Everybody here afflicted with negative thoughts. Negative thoughts. Negative thoughts. I pull it down in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to release favor upon people now. The favor of God. You have toyed, you have toyed, you have toyed. You have labored. Wake up early, sleep late at night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. You need favor. You need favor. The Holy Ghost will alter some people's scent. Ah! Ha! Ah. Isaac said, the scent of my song is like the scent of a field that the Lord God has blessed. May the favor of the Lord rest upon you like a perfume. May the favor of the Lord rest upon you like a perfume. Our time is fast spent. Now I release everybody with one prophetic, apostolic, ministerial call or another that are under intense warfare and spirits are warring to make sure they don't break out. into the fullness of their ordination. I release everybody into their ordinations now. There is a fire that will come upon their head. There is a fire. It will come. I set you on fire now. Begin to burn. Be consumed with a zeal. Let the zeal of the house of the Lord consume you now. Overwhelm you now. Overshadow you now. Something, and I apologize. This will be the last instruction that we are following now for this service. He says I should instruct us to pray for one another. Now, knowing what you have known, that it is the testimony of Jesus that you are supposed to confess, I want you to look for somebody and prophesy into their life. Look for somebody and release dangerous prophecy into their destinies. Look for somebody and configure their life for greatness. You. I move you to your next level. I uproot everything in your life God has not planted. Hallelujah. Persons you have prayed for, congratulations. Come on, tell them congratulations. You know, many of them, they don't know what has happened to them. I dare you, walk into your week. Maintain, just see. Wait. I dare you, go back to every door that did not open before. Go and test what has happened to you. There is something stronger than the will of man that has been bettered on your inside. That is responsible for a change of seasons now. Sicknesses that have delayed, sicknesses that have proved abortive, they left your bodies as we were praying. For a long time, there are many people here, you don't know the last time you felt this light. You don't know the last time you felt this healthy. For a long time you have been victims, just groping in darkness. This is what secures our healing. I talk this thing so that you are not only healed by declaration, you also understand the legalities that borders this thing that God has done for you. Oh, Just lift up your hands if Jesus have touched you and you have received a touch of healing. Come on, look, look. Celebrate Jesus. Look, even outside. Even outside. Celebrate Jesus. So many. So many. Yeah.